Welcome back to BASF Science Behind. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Julia Dom joins us now. She's a research science manager with, of course, BASF. Let's talk about the excitement about your research because, you know, you said yes in that video. It was a reenactment, but still the excitement that is there. Let's talk about what you guys have been doing in this research and how this is really going to change how farmers look at soybean cyst nematodes.
So, until now, we have not had a technology, a BT trait-like technology to control SCN. And as the native traits have been declining in their efficacy, there's been nothing really that's been able to bring that back, the yield back to the farmer. And this trait, when added to the native resistance, is going to do two things. It's going to bring the yield back up to where the variety has the potential to yield. But it's also going to add durability because we're launching the Cry14 with the native trait. So even though it's been reducing quite a bit, once it's combined with the Nemisphere trait, that decline is going to level off. And so then you're going to maintain the amount of native trait that you had, and you're going to add the Nemisphere trait, which is going to bring the boost, you know, the yield back up to what the farmer deserves.
Let's talk about that moment. In the research that you've been doing, anybody that knows research knows it takes time. But as you guys sat there and started comparing side by side, what was your initial thoughts that went through your head?
Well, I can tell you that I remember seeing white roots without cysts. And I remember, you know, seeing the brownish roots with a lot of cysts on them. But, you know, I honestly didn't know which were which. But, you know, of course I'm in there inside hoping, oh, these have got to be the traded ones, right? And so, but it really wasn't until I had, you know, they were all numbered. And then we had to go in and look at the expression data to see which ones actually had the expression. And this was back quite a few years ago, and so it wasn't as automated as it is today. So it really was done on spreadsheets, Excel spreadsheets, comparing Excel spreadsheets columns to Excel spreadsheet columns. And it really was, I mean, when we finally did see that we had, it was truly the first time anybody had control SCN in a plant. And so I had to get on the phone and call, you know, the people in charge at the time and just say, you know, we have this, you know, and then the ball just started rolling, right? Oh, now we got to do this, and we got to do this, and we got to get it in, you know, we got to. So, yes.
So how do you see Nemisphere and the research that you've done being the biggest benefit to growers right now? As it becomes available in 28?
As it becomes available, it really will be something that I see going into every acre once it's realized what the farmer's going to gain from it, addition to what they're already getting. Because they're already getting picking, or they're already getting PI8788. That's their choice. But once they see the benefit of adding, I see it going, being asked for. You know, and so then anyone who doesn't have it in their germplasm, they're going to ask for it too, right? Because that's what the farmer's going to ask for. Because they're going to see, you know, the benefit with their own eyes. And when you see something and you get that money back from your investment, that's what you want. You don't want to go back to one that doesn't have it.
Well, as we wrap up our conversation, I have to ask you, what do you love about the job that you do and the research that you do on behalf of so many farmers?
I love that what I do makes a difference. I love the people I work with because they all think what we do makes a difference. And, you know, I'm surrounded by that every day I go to work. We know that, you know, ultimately what we have found is going to make it to the market, and it's going to provide the farmer something that they've been asking for. Not something we're telling them they need, but something they're asking for.
Wonderful. Julia Dom joins us here with BASF. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.